Yo, so we back at it like crack addicts. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different, mainly because, as I stated before, you know, we talk about all type of things in the modern man community, from business to finance to everything. But today I want to discuss a little bit about these relationship gurus and one who just got caught up most recently by the name of Fresh. From the Fresh and Fit podcast. Now, it's not of my nature to necessarily run a man down, especially if the man has been on public forums talking good, talking big, trying to teach other men, which is hilarious to me, how to be a man. And it's not hilarious that you're teaching the man how to be a man, because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? You can coach another brother how to be a stronger brother. You know, how to iron sharpen iron. But where I find the comic relief in is the fact of he tries to preach this thing called red pill masculinity. Now, I don't digest or ingest any of their podcasts. I heard all this information from researching them. Based on this topic. So, what I find sad is that there are so many guys out here who base their worth on the acceptance of the opposite sex versus basing their worth on the acceptance of their quality of being. You know, what I mean by that is you won't always be able to be accepted by the next person. Whether it's a male or a female. You know, there'll be times where you'll walk into a room, if you're about business or whatnot, you'll walk into a room and instantly you may have one or two people who are just against you, you know, whether it be male or female. Now, being a modern man myself, I never saw the need for these young men, especially these days. You know, I think in the last probably 10 years, there's been this big push to say, hey, you know, we're not getting, we're not beta males. And for you guys who are beta males, you know, how do you get out of that beta male mentality, or how do you get out of that beta male lifestyle? Well, how do you get out of that beta male lifestyle? It's just be yourself, you know, just be yourself. Let somebody accept you for your beta male tendencies. I think what's messed up these days is with social media and the ability to, you know, grab a microphone and just start talking or saying whatever, or cut on your phone and go live. That gives too many people the ability to give misinformation. With that misinformation, you got other people who don't necessarily have people who are in their lives who can guide them the right way or give them the right advice or even show them a right model, you know. So these people are stuck listening to these guys who are on social media who get a little following from other people who don't have anybody to support them in their real life. And what they hear is somebody who's sounding good, you know, somebody who possibly could be using ChatGPT or, you know, looking at somebody's life on a television show or even on YouTube themselves. Then they come out here and sell you guys a course for $700 on how to get a woman. Well, let me tell you something. If you give them $700 on how to get a woman, give me $350. I got you. I got your back. I got your back. That's ridiculous to pay anybody $700 to say that you're not a red pill person. You're actually a red, yellow, blue, and green pill because you're dumb. You're dumb as all get out. I would never pay anybody a hot dime to talk to anybody else. You know, if anything, you're going to pay somebody for coaching lessons on business, on how to make you some money, you know, pay for you a mentor. Pay for you a real business class. Pay for you a real business course. Please don't pay for a woman. Please. You know, I'm sure most of you guys out here are kind of young who may listen to me. Actually, I've done my analytics. The guys who listen to me are from the age range of 29 to about 50. Those guys, hopefully, are not making these type of ignorant decisions. They're out here becoming better for themselves and for the community. And then through that, you could possibly bring you the right type of person, the right type of female into your life. But please, 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 for the future reference, for all these guys who are out here in the world who are looking for a friend, companionship, looking to be seen as better than the next man, please don't pay anybody to teach you how to talk to a woman. And if you do, give me the money. I could do it for half. Give me the money. Donate to $Harda, H-A-R-D-A underscore C-I-T-Y underscore L-I-V-I-N. Donate your money there. I give you great advice on not only how to talk to a young lady, but more importantly, I give you better advice on how to become a better man, you know, for yourself, not for her, but for yourself. If you become a better man for yourself, I guarantee you, you'll draw women. They'll just naturally just see your aura and they'll just come to you. But when you try to pay other guys who are just as ill-equipped and ill-qualified as you are, you know, you end up with situation like our boy Fresh and Fit. Now back to Fresh and Fit. I just need to go off on that 5-6 minute tangent telling you guys please don't do that. But back to your boy Fresh and Fit. So this guy here is, like I said, is a podcaster. You can go look this information up yourself. He's a podcaster. Currently he I think he was big on talking to gentlemen about, like I said, red pill, teaching them how not to, you know, fall into the trap of a woman. Teaching them some game. So I looked them up and whatnot. I come to find out he got involved with a sex worker from China. Well, I'm not sure if she's a sex worker, so I'm going to say a lead sex worker from China. But they did go through some DMs. Let me see if I can find the DMs. You know, we'll look at the DMs. Let me read the DMs of what this young lady said to this man. And how he got himself caught into a bad situation. Yes, yes, yes. Such a fool. Telling people he is the red pill master. Give us a second, guys. We're gonna look this information up real quick. I should have already had this ready, but this was actually a spontaneous podcast, because after seeing that, I was just like, what? How do you get caught up like this? Long story short, though, he ends up talking to the lady. I'm still looking for it, but why, as I look for it, I'll tell you the story. He's talking to this young lady. I think he meets her probably about a year or so ago. He takes her out, lets her meet his family, all the good stuff. She sees his mom. She meets sisters, everybody. She meets the family, right? So then he ends up moving the young lady from China to Miami. She moves in with him. You know, they start, you know, bumping uglies as natural would be. And then she gets pregnant. And she tells the man, the whole time it was a setup. She tells the man, oh, hey, look, I'm pregnant. You know, what are you going to do? She's just straight up telling him just like that. And what he ends up doing is telling the young lady, can she get an abortion? She's like, I don't do that from where I'm from. He's like, hey, well, you know, you got to do something because I don't want the baby. She's like, well, you know, you got to step up. You know, you can't just be out here doing things and, you know, thinking things that won't happen back to you. So he's like, oh, no, you know, you got to have the abortion. And she's not going for it. So at this current point in time, she wants to keep the baby, and she's made, you know, forcing him to come up off of his child. She's going to force him to come off of child support, and she's put him in a situation. So right now he is being talked about all over the place, and I cannot find this these text messages anymore, but. Currently, he's in a situation in which he is being humbled, you know. The same guy who is on his show telling other men, you know, don't go out and find some random girl that you impregnate, you know, you got to have game. The guy doesn't even have any game. The guy has been paying women. He's finding women on sugar baby websites. you know, he's going out buying women, talking to them, you know, trying to tell them, hey, you know, this is your first time in a Maybach. The girl said, yeah. She said, you know, my dad had one. He said, well, I guess I'm your new daddy. What? Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. If you got to use your money to influence and impact the young lady before talking to her, if that's your only cue to say, hey, look, check this out. I got a wallet. Go in it. You can have anything I want. You're not going to make it, buddy. But anyway, I want you guys to look up that information yourself. The guy is fresh and fit. I forgot his name. I think his name is Michael, but he is part of the Fresh and Fit podcast. And it's a sad, sad day for that podcast, the people who are in it, and the people who support it. Please, guys, at the end of the day, be a modern man. Do not go out here and be a red pill, blue pill, red pill, orange pill, green pill. Just be yourself, all right? Whether you be black, white, rich, poor, ugly, fat, whatever it is, be you. Get what you need to do. Get what you need to get to make you a better you, and people will come to you. Peace.